How can a parent raise a child to be emotionally resilient? We'll start with that one and then we'll ask the next one.
Okay, so yes, I think that, you know, always, but particularly these days, the world is so incredibly challenging and, you know, it's changing so rapidly. And so I think that parents need to have a skill and be focused on raising children who are emotionally resilient.
Yes.
In fact, I have a number of online programs that focus on the skills and the tools for doing that, because I feel that is so important these days. So much stress and expectation placed on our children in this ever-changing world, that they do need the emotional resilience.
Yes.
So your question is, how can a parent raise a child who is emotionally resilient? Well, first of all, some children are already emotionally resilient. You know, I always talk about children popping out of the womb, and you get that child who pops out of the womb and he goes, "Hello world, here I am." And you can bring it on. No problem. I'll go with the flow. I can handle it. Bring it on. Here I am. I'm so enough. They kind of come in with a very resilient core. And that has, I mean, we could talk a whole day about why the one child comes in resilient and the other child enters into the world not a resilient. The other child comes in very much more sensitive, because when you are a fetus in the womb of a mom who's undergoing stress, the stress hormones are already being imparted to the fetus, and these children, they already have HPA dysregulation in the womb, in the fetus. So they are born with HPA dysregulation. They are born, in other words, stressed. So one another term we use is they're born wired for stress. They're extremely susceptible and vulnerable to stress. But in addition, Shannon, these children are born with a very sensitive temperament.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really sensitive nature. And so those are the children whose parents need to have the skill to build their emotional resilience.
Okay.
So what do they do? How do they do that?
Okay.
So it's interesting because I would say that 9 out of 10 people who call me and speak about their child, they would say, and I ask them, you know, what are your goals? Well, I want you to help me. I want you to help my child become emotionally resilient.
Right.
And so it's clearly a very strong need in parents out there, particularly with the children who visit with me, because these are children who have learning behavior or mood challenges. So, and these are the children who are sensitive and they don't have the emotional resilience, and parents want to know, what must I do? And then they ask me, so Dr. Sandy, should I just force my child to get out there and do things? Because these children really are afraid to take risks. They're afraid of new things. They are fearful of failure. Mm-hmm. So they don't take the risks. And the parents say, so should I just encourage them and force them? And then they'll see that it's really okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, no, do not do that at all. Because all you're doing is raising the stress level and the inflammation in the brain. So it's not about telling the child from the outside in that it's going to be fun and that you can do it and look how smart you are and look how strong you are and all of these things, because from the outside in, we are not changing the chemistry. Resilience is a chemistry. It is a definite kind of brain and body chemistry that's happening that creates resilience. And so if a parent wants to build resilience and raise resilient children, they need to do it from the inside out, not from the outside in. Because mm-hmm. all that talking, it doesn't help at all. It actually sometimes aggravates the children. And as I said, it just makes them feel more, I'm not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to learn, parents need to learn, well, I believe that parents need to learn, how do I change that chemistry of sensitivity and vulnerability and fear? Well, Not so much the chemistry of sensitivity, because that child will be sensitive forevermore. And I'm a sensitive child, and look, it's a gift. So it's more, how do I change the chemistry of fear that's going on inside of my child to a chemistry of, I can do it. And those are the kinds of tools that I work with parents, is being able to help the child to feel how okay they are, as opposed to just telling the child from the outside in how okay they are, and hoping that that will result in resilience. It needs to be a chemical change. Oh. And there's quite a skill attached to that. Awesome. But it's easy and fun to do.
Yes, and you teach that skill, is that correct?
That's true, yes.
You can guide, that's awesome.